Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software blog. Welcome to the January 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks to those of you who submitted questions. We have a lot of excellent ones this month. So let's get started. Segui asks, what is the best mind mapping tool for producing highly readable mind maps? Specifically, he's looking for the ability to create and produce highly readable and elegant mind maps that may be rich with lots of information and large, many nodes and many levels. That really depends on your preferences. Most of the leading mind mapping software programs are on a par as far as enabling you to create large, complex mind maps that are also pretty attractive. Mind you, for many of them, you need to go beyond your program's default settings in order to improve the looks of the maps you're creating. A lot of them just generate black and white mind maps that are fairly plain looking. And to really embellish them, you need to add colors, shapes, images, symbols. I mean, there's a lot you can do going beyond the settings that you'll find right out of the box. If you're looking for a program that can create attractive, colorful mind maps that are also very readable, one program you may want to check out is Novamind. By default, it creates first-level topics that are each a different color. And with most other programs, you can recolor branches or select a pre-configured map theme that achieves a similar effect, but Novamind is one that does this right out of the box automatically. Also, as of version 5, the developers of Novamind rebuilt the map layout engine of the program, which enables you to use the space on the screen or on a printed page very efficiently. A lot of mind maps, a lot of programs, as your mind maps grow, they really tend to spread out a lot. And that limits what you can see on screen and what you can print out on a piece of paper. But the engineers at Novamind have really put a lot of work into making these maps as compact as possible, reducing white space, enabling adjacent branches to tuck in around each other, but to do so without making your mind maps look cramped or disorganized. And that's a pretty fine line, a fine balance. And I'm happy to say I think they've really nailed it. John asks, some mind mapping programs have the ability to put a text box in the connector from one topic to another, like OmniGraffle. And some programs can put multiple hyperlinks on one topic, like Novamind. But are there any programs that you know of that can do both a text box in the connecting lines and multiple hyperlinks on one topic? All mind mapping software programs use lines to connect topics and subtopics. I guess to completely understand your question, I think what you're looking for is one that enables you to put text on the line. I think there are several that do this. I'm going to have to do a little more research to find out which ones those are and get back to you. But what you're talking about here is more akin to a concept map. The second half of your question, John, concerns programs that enable you to attach multiple hyperlinks to each topic. And I know for a fact that not all of the programs do this. All of them enable you to attach hyperlinks, but only a handful of them enable you to attach multiple hyperlinks to a single topic. I did a little bit of research on this and found that the following support this capability: MindView, MindGenius, iMindMap, NovaMind, and VisualMind. On the other hand, these other programs only allow one hyperlink per topic: XMind, MindManager, and ConceptDraw MindMap. Bill asks, I'm not a mind map zealot, but I'm a paid subscriber to MindMeister and find the tool quite useful in organizing research topics. My question is this, is there a browser plugin of some form that's similar to a bookmarking service that I can use to collect internet resources into a mind map? I can then use the mind map tool later to further refine or place that URL in the tree. I absolutely hate the context shift between using a browser and an isolated mind map tool open in another browser window. Does anything like this exist? I don't know of anything like what you've described, Bill. The closest would be dragging and dropping URLs from your browser's address bar into your mind map, which should create a new subtopic containing that link. I believe MindMeister does support that now, and I tried it in MindManager and it worked great. In MindManager, the topic text becomes the web page title, you know, the name that appears in the blue bar at the top of your browser window. I don't know of a browser plugin that would automate this, but here's a thought. Several of the major desktop mind mapping programs such as Mind Manager and XMind are now able to open a browser pane within the program right next to your mind map. So having the two side by side may make it feel less disjointed or less of a context shift. Barry asks, are there any cell phones that can operate FreeMind? Not to the best of my knowledge, Barry. Perhaps you ought to go to the FreeMind open source website and suggest this idea. They may be interested in it. When you speak of cell phones, I assume you're talking of smartphones. There are a number of mind mapping tools available for the different models of smartphones, such as Android and the iPhone, but FreeMind has not made any moves in this direction, and I don't believe it can natively work in that environment. Brian asks, can you provide a list and ranking of open source mind mappers? It's a fairly short list, Brian. The original open source mind mapping program is called FreeMind. It's been under development for a number of years now. Last year, a group of developers branched off from the main group of FreeMind developers and created a new application based upon it called FreePlane. Some of the improvements this group of developers have made include adding a spell checker, improved map filtering functionality, which is quite useful with larger maps, and easily customizable hotkeys for faster operation. Lastly, you have XMind, which is a basic free version of the commercial paid XMind Pro program. Its developers call it open source, but I'm not sure if it has an independent team of developers behind it in the sense that most of us understand open source software development to be. Which is best? In my opinion, XMind wins, hands down. I've used both FreeMind and FreePlane and think they're good programs, but they tend to be a little rough around the edges. One of the things that I try to do for my readers of the blog is to put on my newbie hat and approach these programs as if I was someone who's never seen mind mapping software before. And I try and figure out what's intuitive and what the average person looking at this for the first time is likely to get stuck on. And unfortunately, with the open source software like FreeMind and FreePlane, some of the things that should be fairly simple to do are still a little too complicated. And I think they're working on that, to be fair. You know, it's always a work in progress being an open source program. But XMind, the basic version, whether that's truly open source or not, I don't really care. I'm not going to get stuck on definitions. All I know is it's got a good feature set and good usability for someone who's coming at it. Never having worked with a mind mapping program before, I strongly recommend XMind to a lot of people. You'll notice that if you're following me on Twitter. I recommend it regularly because it's good. Chuck asks, are there any true 3D mind mapping software programs, not the 2.5 dimensional packages? Are there any mind managing packages that will allow you to search through their databases independent of their provided searching? Let's take your questions one at a time, Chuck. If you're talking about mind mapping, in other words, a central idea with topics and subtopics arranged around it in radial fashion, there isn't a true 3D mind mapping program on the market today as far as I'm concerned. A program called Topicscape comes closest. It's a 3D environment for representing collections of ideas and data that has some mind map-like characteristics, but in my mind it doesn't exactly fit the mold of mind mapping software. iMindMap is about to launch version 5 of its flagship software, which it claims now has a 3D view. Strictly speaking, again, my opinion, very subjective, I think it's a 2D view with a third dimension of depth added to topics and lines, and you can rotate the map on that 2D plane in space to give the illusion of depth and dimension. To me, a true 3D program would give you the freedom to place topics and subtopics in 3D space on the X, Y, and Z dimensions. In other words, you could arrange some topics so they were actually pointing towards you and other ones away from you, not just on a flat X, Y plane, which is what you're dealing with now on your computer screen. Still, regardless of what you call it, iMindMap's new 3D view is cool looking, I'll give it that, and I think it is going to add some visual impact, say if you're presenting a mind map to others. Your second question, Chuck, has to do with searching the database of a mind mapping program independent of the program's native search capability. No one enables that today, as far as I know. Even if the average mind mapping program under the hood is using a database to track topics, subtopics, their relationships, and related metadata of the topics, they don't seem to store it in a format that's easily searchable by another program. And as of today, all of the programs that I'm aware of store their data in proprietary formats, and those aren't accessible from the outside using other software tools. Robin asks, are there any tools available to translate and export from a to-do list program to an OPML format that a mind mapping program can read? Every program I have tried is very poor at creating a mind map from a text or even Excel document format exported from the to-do list. The specific tools I used are ToodleDo and iThoughts/MindManager. Robin, from what I'm seeing, a growing number of mind mapping programs do support OPML, which is something like an XML format for hierarchical outlines, but they're mainly supporting it for exporting mind maps to that format, not so much importing it. I did a little bit of research and discovered that iMindMap version 4.1 supports OPML imports, however. So to test all of this, I quickly created a new ToodleDo account, and for those of you who aren't familiar with this, it's a web-based task management tool, and an app is also available for the iPhone that synchronizes with your online account. So in other words, you can manage your tasks anywhere at any time. I created two tasks in my ToodleDo account and then used the application's XML export to save an XML file to my local PC. I then opened MindMap and tried to do an import. Unfortunately, iMindMap is looking for an OPML file with that file extension, not an XML file. It was the same situation when I tried this with MindGenius. MindView actually does support the import of XML files, but when I tried to import my ToodleDo file, that import failed. So for now, Robin, I don't see a solution. I'll keep looking and may shoot some emails to the major mind mapping software developers to see what they know about potential XML or OPML integration with web-based task applications like ToodleDo, which are certainly becoming more popular today. So whether that becomes part of the core functionality of a program or some smart developer writes a plugin, I think it's a very worthy thing. I just think the developers need to know that there's a growing need out there to do this. Leslie asks, can you arrange to have task email reminders sent at or before task deadlines? And can tasks be synced with Google Calendars? Some programs enable you to set alarms so you get a notification on your screen at a date and time you've set, but I don't know of any desktop mind mapping programs that enable you to send email alarms. That would make more sense with an online mind mapping tool. So, of course, ever the explorer, I opened up my MindMeister account and did a bit of digging into the specifics of how it enables you to manage tasks to see if I could get some answers for you. It turns out that MindMeister itself can't send out email reminders when a task is due, but it does support iCalendar, which means you can configure it to add your tasks and due dates to Apple's iCal, Google Calendar, or to Microsoft Outlook as an HTTP task feed. This is pretty cool. I didn't realize that MindMeister gave you so many options as far as task notifications are concerned, and I really need to dig a little deeper to understand them better. I also took a quick look at MindDomo, which in my mind is the other really good, well-developed, mature, web-based mind mapping application, but I was unable to figure out if that has the capability of emailing task alerts. It certainly supports tasks and task metadata, but I couldn't tell if you could actually have email alerts sent to you automatically when you reach a deadline. And unfortunately, their program help was a little hard to find out, and I'm waiting for an answer to a question in their online forum right now. Jan asks, how can I use mind mapping as a tool to enable adult ADD gifted professionals to optimally support their creative capabilities? Being an adult person with ADD myself, I think mind mapping is a great tool. ADD is attention deficit disorder without the hyperactive component, which would be ADHD. Typically, ADD adults and children have a really hard time maintaining focus on a single task. They tend to be very distractible and often very disorganized. Mind mapping software can certainly help people with ADD to capture their ideas and organize them. I find that to be the case for myself. It makes your thinking visible, which makes it easier to work with capturing your ideas and developing plans for things and not losing details. I use it on a regular basis to get ideas for new products and services out of my head and into a more tangible form. And it's also turned out to be a very good tool for helping me to manage my to-do list and focusing on the highest priority tasks, again, helping me to deal with distractions. If I didn't have this tool, it would be much harder to keep track of everything. And again, as an adult sufferer of ADD, I tend to forget a lot of things, kind of the absent-minded professor syndrome. What does this have to do with creativity? If I can keep my random thoughts more organized in task and project-related mind maps, in other words, a place to store all of that flotsam and jetsam that of life that comes at us every day, at least for me, it frees up my mind to focus on more creative activities. I hope this explanation helps, Jan. Mike asks, I'm planning to buy an iPad when the latest version comes out. Are there any mind mapping software tools or apps that will work nicely with an iPad? Mike, there's a growing number of mind mapping apps for the iPad, and I've reviewed several of them on the blog. iThoughts HD and MindMeister for iPad are both excellent choices, and I've reviewed both of those. If you go to the blog and use the search term of iPad, you'll find more blog posts that outline all of the options that are now available and my thoughts on them. Personally, I find my iPad to be an excellent platform for mind mapping. The iPad is so light and flat that it's definitely not as invasive as a laptop. Plus, because of its small size, I'm more likely to carry it more places. And its instant-on capability as a mobile device means that when I have an idea for a new project, I can just turn on my iPad, tap the icon for my mind mapping app of choice, and start entering my ideas. No waiting for an operating system to boot up. And that's an even bigger advantage than it sounds like. That's it for the January mind mapping call. Thanks again for sending me such awesome questions. Remember, you can submit them to me at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com and via the feedback form on the blog and as well via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, ChuckFrey, no spaces. I look forward to talking with you next month. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.